If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm joined by Ans van Rensburg, who's the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hi, Ans, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm also great. We've been talking about screens and screen time addiction today. I know that Dis-Chem clinics help with all sorts of things. If I'm feeling down or depressed, are you guys going to help me?
Absolutely. And I mean,
oh, really? I wasn't expecting that answer.
It's a question that we get so often from our patients, right? If they're on social media, and especially with children, how do you get a child away from a screen? And it's something that it sounds so easy to answer, such a simple solution. But the more that you actually think about it, the more complicated it becomes. And it's a topic that really needs a whole discussion all on its own. And a lot of parents are also concerned about their own mental health. And many times social media is something that they escape to. So it's really this complicated kind of a topic. And so many times a solution can be a bit more complicated than just, you know, put down your phone or switch to something else. And many times there's something behind a person, like I said, escaping to social media, and it's sometimes worth exploring that to treat a person effectively and to find a solution to whatever problem they might have.
Yeah, and I mean, and even you and me, we've talked about social media sometimes putting pressure on parents, where they're, I mean, you're now saying they're escaping to it, which is also so much in line with what Nicole was saying as well, that if there's an intention behind what you're doing on screen, it's not always all bad, but if this escapism is also putting pressure on you to now have this idea of what a perfect parent or mom looks like, it can be really not nice. And I think, again, for me, that is, I remember as being a young mom going from vaccine, just going to the clinic to get my baby weighed and having the interaction with the clinic nurse telling you you're doing an okay job, your child's still alive and growing, was for me such an important kind of benchmark and interaction to have. So again, absolutely, such an important role that you guys are playing.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. And it's so important because many times what we see in practice is that parents come to you with a child, let's say it's for vaccination, and the parents are terrified because they have this fundamental belief that they have a shortcoming somewhere, that they are not living up to the expectation, and only to find that this child is thriving. The parents are doing a fantastic job. And when you give parents that encouragement, sometimes it puts tears in people's eyes because, like I said, they have this fundamental belief because they compare themselves to others on social media. And you compare yourself, your realistic life, your true self to someone's ideal that they're putting on social media. And it can become so toxic because you as a parent are actually doing a great job. But unfortunately, like I said, the comparison is not quite fair. So sometimes just to get that reassurance and that perspective from a healthcare provider is so important, just to make sure that that you know how well you are doing, and also focus on what needs focus, not things that that are perceived shortcomings. So really important to spend your energy wisely and to get that perspective. So if anyone needs just to speak to a healthcare provider, visit one of our nurses. And I mean, we can really just provide that perspective. It's incredibly valuable and it's easy to lose, yes, Unfortunately, for all of us.
And as always, was so great talking to you. Until next week.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
And just like that, another show has come to an end. Don't despair, though, if you've missed the show today. This show and all of my shows are available as a podcast on highfm.com for you to go listen to. Next week, I am chatting with Lana Troon about ADHD. So I'm quite excited to talk about this. Also a topic that's quite relevant. I think it also adds on to our conversation today. So please, join me next week as I speak to Lana about ADHD. But that wraps up our discussion on screen and games and social media and childhood for today. Remember, it's not about banning screens entirely. There's a place for it in the world. And we inevitably also have to prepare our children for the world. But it's about teaching them balance and boundaries and healthy habits. I think everything in excess is never a good thing. Every small step a parent takes can make a huge big difference in our child's relationships, but also their relationship with technology. I am so grateful for Nicole for sharing her valuable insights. And thank you so much for tuning in to talk about this. It's always really love. But until next time, please remember that stay present, stay connected, and keep showing your children how to navigate the digital world with care and mindfulness. Let's go out there and be kind.